Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and trouble.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Sweet baby James ringing us back there. Ken Grombach is our guest. Ken is the author of The Age Curve. Ken, tell us how we can find your book and all the other things you do.
Okay, you can buy it from my site, which is kgcdirect.com, or you can go to Amazon or any of the other booksellers have it, of course.
It's an important book, folks. You're going to want to keep it on your desk, and you're probably going to want to buy two because you're going to think of somebody you're going to want to give one to. So check that out, The Age Curve, kgcdirect.com. Is the website, and all the things Ken does is very important. Ken, I'm glad we have you available to us. Thanks for hanging out with us. You and I have talked a lot about demographics over the years. We've talked a lot about the segmenting of the population. But one of the things I've been working on lately, and I want to get your thoughts on, is how I believe that in terms of anticipating the behavior of a person or a group of people, we're going to be spending, as marketers, we're going to be spending more time in the future focusing on the communities that people operate in rather than dates on a sheet of paper, like a birth certificate, a marriage certificate, or a diploma, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think?
Well, I think the what will precipitate that, and you got to understand, I'm a demographer. If you tell me demography is over, my life is over, and we can't be friends anymore. So, but anyway, the communication, handheld communication, handheld internet, handheld tie to other people of like interests gives you power, and I think that's what you're talking about is the power,
right,
of organized communities thinking the same way.
Here's the thing that what I've been pointing out is that demographics don't connect. Communities connect. And what you're saying is there's power in that connection. Go ahead.
Yes, power in the connection. But keep in mind too that my entire thesis, if you will, about demography is not how old a person is; it's about how big the group is, how
right.
big the generation is. So I think the two concepts will marry. What will happen as I just joined some kind of an organization that sends me an email every morning, gives me some kind of a deal, and it's only one deal a day. But that's the power of that is incredible when you think about it. And I think that's what you're talking about is when someone is part of a group that thinks a certain way, and that could be relative to a product, and that can also be relative to political issues.
Right.
It changes everything.
Well, exactly. No, whenever you know yourself, for generations, Madison Avenue would sell products to a large degree based on, you know, white male 35 to 55, let's just say, or 51, whatever the cutoff is, or white male, college educated, married 35 to 51. And that would be whatever they could almost anticipate what that people in that group were going to do if they segmented it like that. And what I'm saying is,
right.
I think there's going to be another dynamic to this laying over that right now that might make those people a little less predictable. And that's going to be the community influence. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think technology will change everything. Absolutely change everything.
Is changing everything.
Yeah. Well, think about it. I mean, do you have an iPhone?
Of course. Well, I have a smartphone.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't know how to use it. And this comes back. I also want to touch on another thing, but quickly. I only have a minute, and that I want to get your thoughts on. I'm saying that in the next 5 years, billions of Earthlings will have a smartphone, at least hundreds of millions, if not billions, who never have had or never will have a computer. And that's got to mean opportunity for small businesses. What do you think? 30 seconds.
I have two daughters, one 16 and one 19. The daughter 19 has a laptop and a smartphone. The daughter 16 has a smartphone and doesn't need a laptop. That's my answer.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean that's and so I we don't have to talk about China or the third world to prove that point, then, do we?
No, sir. I'm watching Generation Y right here in the United States. Generation Y is going to change everything. Generation Y is so techno savvy. They don't even have to think about it, and they are able to understand what's going on.
I heard a child was born the other day with a USB cord where this navel was. hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always my pleasure. Take care.
I appreciate you, buddy. Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen, The Age Curve is the website, is the book, I should say. It's a very important book. It's one of my favorites. So check it out, folks. KGBDirect.com is his website as well. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.